Barrhead, the County of Barrhead's property assessor, Doug Smith, will remain the longtime assessor. County of Barrhead councillors approved administration's recommendation to renew his contract for the next 3 years, effectively appointing him as the municipality's assessor during their February 18 meeting. For the remainder of 2025, Smith will receive $123.079, while for 2026 and 2027, he will receive $150,649 and $153,662, respectively. Also included in the contract is the first 2 months of 2028 at $26,122.50. It should be noted that there is a 2% increase every year, including the first. Smith has been the county's property assessor since 1997. County Manager Debbie O'Yarzan said Alberta's Municipal Government Act, MGA, requires municipalities to appoint assessors via council. The new contract is in effect starting March 1, based on the property assessment cycle. Finance Director Tamara Molzen and I did a very in-depth analysis as part of the compensation review we completed for all staff, and the contract does fall in that ballpark that municipalities pay assessors, she said. O'Yarzan said, as with many of the municipality's agreements, there is a termination clause where the county can terminate employment without cause by giving 90-day written notice. As an assessor, Smith's duties include determining the assessment status and value of over 6,700 land parcels, responding to public inquiries about the value of their properties and defending appealed assessments at assessment review boards. Deputy Reeve Marvin Schatz asked if the contract was all-inclusive and if the municipality paid Smith for his mileage or other expenses. O'Yarzan said the municipality doesn't pay for Smith's mileage, but the contract was not quite all-inclusive. She added that the municipality's agreement did not include about half a dozen services, such as an equalization appeal review or business tax assessments. If he has to do something above the normal, then it is at a rate of $75 per hour, O'Yarzan said. She also noted that the municipality pays for the licensing agreement and any IT support needed for the county's software to maintain the assessment records. Cown. Walter Proches asked why the municipality did not put the service out to tender, as with several other county procurements. Isn't it necessary? He asked. O'Yarzan said no. It is considered a specialized service, and it's a contract of employment services, she said, adding it is also a position where continuity is valued and helpful. Reeve Doug Drost agreed but added that when Smith decides to retire, the county would tender or advertise the position. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.